Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Meteorologist from WGN-TV is on the phone line as well. Demetrius, welcome back. Nice to talk to you.
Always a pleasure. How are you today?
I'm fine. I don't know where to start with you because I kind of thought, I thought the smoky sun would be gone, but I'm driving in today and it's just that eerie sort of science fiction-y looking orb out there. How long is that going to be with us?
Well, we should start to see some change tomorrow. And you're right, it's really eerie. As a matter of fact, our sunburn time at 4 p.m. is 90 minutes. We've never seen that, at least not this season, except for on a cloudy day. 90 minutes is a pretty long time, and it's a otherwise it's a sunny day out there. So
wait, what do you mean? You mean it takes 90 minutes to get a sunburn? Is that what you're saying?
Well, and that's obviously everybody's different.
Sure,
this comes
right
from our this is kind of we don't want folks to think.
No, I know, but
okay,
I didn't.
89 minutes.
Right, but yeah, and it's it's beautiful in a way. I feel almost guilty taking it in because it's so much worse out in the Northwest.
That's true. I mean, those numbers are usually for the 4 p.m. you're talking about 35 minutes, 40 minutes, and 25 minutes right around 1 p.m. But right now, I think they're up to 40 minutes and 90 minutes. So it is beautiful for us because it's so higher and it's so high in the atmosphere,
right,
that it just gives us that beautiful kind of milky sky and red sunset.
It's certainly not as bright, but does it have any impact on the temperature?
It does. As a matter of fact, yesterday, all things considered, I would have went low 80s for the high temperature during the afternoon. But, with that, just kind of that dust kind of, basically blocking the sun, redirecting some of it back and, blocking the rest. I only went 78 and hit that one on the head.
Well, don't you hit them all on the head, don't you, Demetrius?
You're only as good as your last one.
part of my earlier gig was to record Demetrius's forecast through the afternoon, and I mean, I would occasionally correct you, but by and large, you had it. You're right, don't you think?
And I've never actually flubbed a forecast.
Okay, so let's go then to the south and Hurricane Sally, where they were getting what at one point they had 2 feet of rain when the storm hit the. Is the Alabama coast for the most part or Florida coast earlier this morning?
Right now it's really the Florida coast that's kind of getting the most of it. But, Alabama, much of the action is now east of Mobile.
Okay.
But as you mentioned, historic flooding. It's a slow-moving storm. That's the biggest problem with this. The winds are 80 miles per hour, as far as a hurricane goes, that's about as weak as they get. But this thing, it was moving at 2 miles per hour yesterday. And now it's moving at 5 miles per hour to the northeast. So you could, nice, brisk walk faster than this thing is moving. It's been sitting on the coast there for 2 days now and just starting to move. So unfortunately, the problem is that there's just so much rain. So historic flooding, storm surge, probably not so much the wind damage, roofs kind of ripped off and things like that. But it is, when you're talking 3 days of just a complete downpour, you're talking 3 inches per hour sometimes in terms of how much rain.
What kind of totals do you think we're looking at? I mean, by the time it's done.
I think some areas, especially as you get into southern Alabama, maybe even southern Florida, they're going to be upwards of two plus feet, maybe even 3 feet of rain. The flooding is going to be catastrophic in some areas, especially eastern Alabama and western Florida.
Is there any help for the weather when it comes to what's going on with the fires out west?
The storm moved on shore just yesterday. That really whipped up some winds. Unfortunately, it's not bringing much rain.
Right.
So, obviously, it seems like every year we're kind of watching this on our TVs, and you pick up certain things. The winds don't help, obviously. The rain helps if it's not thunderstorms. I think for the most part, they're looking at a little bit of rain, but really windy conditions. It's not as hot, and heat does play a role in it. It's not as hot, but they are looking at windy conditions. So,
I know you've got to run, but we're looking at the sun here because of the smoke there, but the smoke is making it to Europe too, right?
It completely traversed the U.S. in about 3 days, and it is going right across the Atlantic. For all of your listeners, look up GOES East, G-O-E-S, East satellite. A lot of your tax money goes into it. So it provides a spectacular view. There's something that they have called the geocolor view, which you can see the brown dust as it extends. It's not even just going east. It's also going west, south, into the Pacific near Hawaii. So look at that if you can.
GOES East satellite. All right, Demetrius, thank you very much for calling, and I look forward to those perfect forecasts coming up.
Never made a mistake, at least on record.
No, never, ever, ever. Talk to you soon.
Talk to you soon.